And now I am joined on the line by Peter Lawrenson. There's a new book out called Khumbu, Gateway to Mount Everest, Pathways to Kinship. Now, Peter is a photographer and a writer, and he's been back to this area, the Gateway to Mount Everest, time and time again. And I believe he was meant to be back there last year with his partner, but COVID obviously put pay to that. Glass half full, I guess, the enforced time at home probably allowed him to finally put this book together, Khumbu, Gateway to Mount Everest, Pathways to Kinship. And he joins me now on the line. Peter, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Mel.
So was this a book put together because you're stuck at home when you're meant to be travelling?
No, not really. Although that did end up being quite a good catalyst to move things along a bit quicker than they might have done.
So it finally helped you get it all together, because it's an absolutely spectacular book and the region is astounding. When did you first actually visit the area?
My first visit was when I was a 26-year-old with my backpack doing my OE back in 1988. So I was there in May, just at the onset of the monsoon.
And what kept drawing you back? Because you've been back, what, over six times?
Yeah, I've been seven times to Khumbu, and maybe another 10 times to different parts of Nepal and the other Himalaya over that time. But to answer your question, what keeps drawing me back? It's something that has evolved for me over the years. When I first went there, I was immediately struck by the absolute grandeur and magnificence of the place. It's the home to the tallest mountains in the world. The Sherpa people have a term they call Bayol, which is effectively a place of great spiritualism, and that's, they see Khumbu as that. And I guess I kind of sensed it in my own Western way a bit when I went there. And then as I went back again and again, the whole thing became more rich and compelling. So,
For those who, like me, who haven't been there, can you paint a picture of the physical landscape of this area for us?
Yeah, well, in some respects, it's a bit like the Southern Alps on steroids.
Good description.
You have beautiful, huge snow-capped and snow-clad peaks with fluted ice on their sides and things. But there is a difference to the Southern Alps and Khumbu in that, well, it's much higher, and and people live in the mountains, and they live right up to as high as 5,000 metres. So that's a massive difference between here in New Zealand and over there. And what it means is that you can carry very little and explore up in the areas and go from village to village. So you're going, I call it the golden lands. You get above the tree line, and it's this kind of wind-blasted terrain with all the mountains as a backdrop, and you can wander through it and go from rustic village to rustic village. It's really quite a magnificent thing to do.
What sort of changes have you noticed in the area since you've been going back since 1988?
Well, I was at a good friend's son's 21st last night. Oh. I got a bit raucous in that.
That's okay.
Apology to any listeners about that. Yeah. Sorry, where were we? The question was...
So you've been going back since 1988. What's changed?
Yes. Of course, there are impacts of the warming climate. That's pretty evident in contracting glaciers. I'm told that Everest Base Camp is about 50 metres lower than it was when Ed Hillary climbed it in 1953. And yes, you're seeing retracting glaciers and things like that. So that's one thing. Another is the cultural impact. Mm. The mass tourism has been a real game changer for Khumbu and the people there, in that it's brought opportunities that they didn't have before. It actually started before tourism with the Himalayan Trust and all the great infrastructure they put in there, all schools and hospitals and bridges and what have you. And then tourism came after that, and it's created a lot of opportunity for wealth and new potential for the people, and of course education. And it's been really good. But there is a downside to it, and it won't surprise people, when I say that with modernisation and if you like westernisation, there has been an erosion, particularly in the younger kids, around the awareness of their culture. When I was first here in 1988, everyone I met was walking on the trail with a prayer wheel in their hand, chanting Om Mani Padme Hum, and namaste. As soon as I met them, genuine greeting. By my last visit, there were lots of people in flash gear, carrying their cell phones, heads looking down, going namaste. So. The character of the place has changed as well.
It's changed the world round. So you've taken your three sons there too into the region as sort of a rite of passage or growing up for them. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, that really came about because in my second visit in 1995, I met a guy called Pasang Dorje. He's a few years younger than me, and he has his wife, Nima Sherpa. And they had two kids at that stage. And I got to know them, and we talked about my family at that stage. I had my first son, Ben. He was just an under 2-year-old, and they had their daughter, Furudiki Sherpa. She was about the same age. And so in 1995, we talked about that, and I sort of said, quite casually, maybe one day I'll bring my son. And then in 2006, on my next visit to Kumbu, I caught up with Pasang Dorje again, and the first thing he said was, Peter, but no Ben. And so eventually I lived up to my promise, and that's what Ben's chapter is in my book, Promise Fulfilled, where when he turned 15, I took him, and it turned out to be just such a magnificent thing to do. At 15, a young man is old enough to start to really appreciate being in a different culture, and facing up to the challenges of hiking up to above 5,000 metres and what have you. And we had lots of time on the trail to talk about things we perhaps wouldn't have done if we'd just been back here in our everyday lives. So it was very, very good.
And then you did it with your other sons as well. Well, you have to then, don't you?
Well, that's when it sort of turned into a little mini tradition for the family. So Ed went in 2015, and then Will was there in 2017, and he actually had another crack at it in 2019 with me.
Wow, which was incredibly timely, seeing as, look what's happened now. Hey, Peter, we're out of time, but thank you so much for chatting today. Kumbu, Gateway to Mount Everest. It's a beautiful hardcover book, Pathways to Kinship, and it's stunning photos and fascinating story of Peter's relationship with this area and taking his sons through to. What a great thing to do with 15-year-olds. Peter, thank you so much. And the book is out right now.